Transfiguration Sunday holds a special place in the heart of the Christian year. It's a shining moment that brings us closer to understanding how much God can change us. This day isn't just about marveling at the glorious sight of Christ on the mountain. It's also a time for us to think about our own paths, how we are changing, how we are growing, and how we are living out the unique plan God has for each of us. The stories of Elijah and Elisha from 2 Kings 2, 1 through 12 are a treasure trove that can help us better understand this journey of transformation. Their story is a vivid picture of faith in action, of learning from those who came before us, and of stepping boldly into the role God has prepared for us. The story parallels Jesus taking Peter, James, and John up on a high mountain, showing them a glimpse of his true glory, bright and shining. This moment connects deeply with Elijah's and Elisha's journey, showing us the depth of faith and the passing of wisdom and mission from one generation to another. Though centuries apart, these stories tell us about God's unchanging purpose in the world, and they invite us to be a part of something much bigger than our individual lives. As we read about Elijah and Elisha walking together to the Jordan River, and Elijah's miraculous ascent to heaven, it's like seeing a reflection of the significant moments in our lives when we felt God's power and presence so clearly. In the same way, the transfiguration of Jesus is a cornerstone of the New Testament, revealing who Jesus is, showing us that he's the Son of God and pointing ahead to the transformation awaiting all who follow him. This event doesn't just conform to Jesus' mission on earth. It calls us to change, to become more like him, and to carry his light into the darkest corners of our world. In the lives of Elijah and Elisha and Jesus, we find a challenge to our own spiritual growth, a challenge to rise above the everyday, to face the challenges and opportunities ahead of us with courage, and to live in the warm, guiding light of God's love. Studying Elijah and Elisha immerses us into a world of change, challenges, and unwavering faith. These prophets stood as beacons of hope and guidance during a time when Israel was searching for direction, trying to navigate through political and social turmoil and keep their faith intact. So listen as I read, or read along with me, in 2 Kings 2, verses 1 through 12. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied. "So be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elijah. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And as he replied, And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry land. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You've asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In the days of Elijah and Elisha, prophets were the bold voices that stood out in the wilderness. They didn't just go with the flow. They were there to shake things up, challenging everyone to remember their promise to God. Elijah, known for his dramatic confrontations and miraculous acts, and Elisha, who carried on Elijah's legacy with both power and kindness, weren't just spiritual leaders. They were movers and shakers, daring to stand against royalty to guide the people back to God's path. The story of Elijah mentoring Elisha is a beautiful example of mentorship that has stood the test of time. Elijah's role in Elisha's life went beyond teaching him to perform wonders. He showed Elijah the essence of living a life filled with courage and unwavering faith in God. This transition from one prophet to the next is a powerful reminder of the impact a mentor can have, shaping us and readying us to embrace our own calling with confidence. Imagine being in a place where your leaders were leading you astray and the pressure to blend in was immense. That was the reality for Elijah and Elisha. They found themselves in a time where worshiping false gods was a trend, pushed by rulers like Ahab and Jezebel. Despite the risks and oppositions, these prophets stood their ground, and they called out for a return to true faithfulness. The impact of Elijah and Elisha weaves through the tale of divine interventions and miracles. From summoning fire from the sky to parting the Jordan River, these events were more than just impressive feats. They were tangible signs of God's immediate presence and power. Through their deeds and their teachings, Elijah and Elisha did more than alter the direction of their nation. They forged a legacy of faith that continues to move hearts today. This text draws us into a moment, a moving moment, between these two biblical giants. It serves as a bridge, marking a crucial day that would not only transform Elijah, but also touch the lives of many through his ministry. Imagine being on a walk with someone who has been your greatest mentor, knowing that this will be the last time you'll be together. And that's where we find Elijah determined to stay by Elijah's side. Their journey is marked by stops filled with historical and spiritual significance, and it's a testament to God's unwavering faithfulness. It's a journey loaded with emotion, a sense of destiny, and a profound sense of purpose. As they approached the Jordan River, and Elijah parted its waters with his cloak, they reenacted a miracle that echoed the feats of Moses and Joshua. This moment wasn't just for show. It was a demonstration to us of how God makes a way. And He makes that way for us even when we face seemingly insurmountable challenges. Before Elijah's departure, he asked Elisha, what he can do for him. Elisha's response, to receive a double portion of Elijah's spirit. This reflects not a desire for personal gain, but a deep-seated wish to continue Elijah's mission with as much, if not more, zeal. It's a moment filled with humility and dedication, and it shows Elisha's true character and commitment. When Elijah was taken up into heaven in a chariot of fire, it was a scene of both awe and sorrow for Elisha. This transition wasn't just about Elijah's physical departure. It symbolized the passing of the torch to a new generation. Elijah's act of picking up Elijah's mantle and then parting the Jordan on his return shows his acceptance of his new role, underlined by God's blessing and presence. This story, much like the transfiguration of Jesus, should resonate with us on a very personal level. It encourages us to reflect on our own transformative moments and how we're called to be a light to the world, following in the footsteps of Jesus. Just like Elijah, we're all walking our own paths in life. There comes a time when we must brace ourselves, face new challenges head on, and fully embrace the roles God has laid out for us. Elisha's heartfelt plea for a double share of Elijah's spirit wasn't about wanting more power. It was about his deep commitment to fulfilling the purpose God had for him. In our own lives, we have a God-given purpose. Maybe we need to step up more and lead within our churches. Maybe we need to be reaching out a hand to those in need. Maybe we need to be living out our faith with more conviction each day. Whatever it is, we have a purpose given to us by God. Think of the Jordan River's parting of Elijah and Elisha's parting as a vivid reminder that faith can move mountains. Or in this case, faith can part rivers. We all face our own Jordan rivers, those seemingly impossible barriers, whether they're personal struggles or doubts or community challenges. Yet just as Elisha trusted in God's might to clear the path through the waters, we can hold on to the belief that God will see us through our toughest times. When we talk about reflecting Jesus' light, it's like opening our hearts to the powerful message of transformation that's shared in the Gospel of Mark chapter 9. It's about letting Jesus' transfiguration inspire us to shine His light in every corner of our lives. Picking up our mantle means more than just carrying on a legacy. It's about embracing the wisdom, lessons, and faith passed down to us and sharing these treasures with others. It's our turn to be mentors, to offer guidance and support to those around us who are finding their way in their spiritual journeys. Living transformed lives isn't about a single moment of change. It's an ongoing journey of growing closer to Christ. As we think about these stories of our own faith, let's consider how God's presence is shaping us. What are the practical steps that we can take to embody this transformation? Acts of kindness, advocating for justice, or simply being there for a friend. All of these are expressions of the powerful change our faith can bring about. These narratives remind us that we're all travelers on a road of faith, transformation, and being a beacon of God's light. Let's face our future with courage, trusting that God walks with us every step of the way, and seek out opportunities to reflect the light of Jesus in everything we do. True transformation is at the very core of our faith journey. If we find ourselves unchanged over the years, it's a sign that our faith hasn't been challenging us to grow. Whether it's been 10 years, 5 years, or even 1 year, if we're the same as we were, it's time to pause and reflect and figure out why we haven't matured in our faith. The reasons we don't mature are numerous, and we may take a closer look at them in the future. But some of the reasons include thinking we've grown enough and being satisfied and sure that we've got this whole Christianity thing down pat. Another reason is refusing to hear things that make us question what we are confident that we know. Paul knew what he knew, and he knew it well. But when he met Jesus, he discovered there was more to know. Another reason is people don't want to move from milk to meat. I've got clergy friends that say that their congregations don't like meat sermons, and they are happy to receive milk, so they give them milk. Y'all, if what I preach doesn't make you think, then I am not fulfilling the call God placed on me. The stories of Elijah and Elisha are filled with bravery and faith and an openness to the unknown. And they urge us to re-examine our own walks with God. They call on us to take up the mantle of faith and press on, inspired by the certainty that God can accomplish great things through us. And He can do that when we are receptive to His guidance. Jesus is called to transformation, fueled by His love, challenges us to cast His light into the shadows of the world. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, as we stand at the crossroads of our own journeys, inspired by the faithful walks of Elijah and Elisha, we ask for the courage to embrace the path You have set before us. Grant us a double portion of Your Spirit so we might face our own Jordan rivers with faith unshaken, and hearts unwavering. Help us to pick up our mantles with humility, to lead by Your example, and to mentor those who seek Your light. May our lives reflect the transformative power of Your love, shining brightly in a world that needs Your grace, Lord. Help us to live not as we were, but as You call us to be, transformed and renewed In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.